Hey, happy day. Gas prices are going up and up and up, and all of a sudden we have a ceasefire in Iran. So will gas prices finally come down? It won't cost us an arm and a leg to gas up our vehicles. Hey, I kind of think now things will get better. The power of influence. What is that? Power of influence. I mean, I gotta say, if a friend is having popcorn tonight and says to you, I'm having popcorn tonight, you might go home and want to have popcorn. A friend looks at you and says, hey, you don't look good. You look in the mirror and say, I don't look good. I don't feel good. That's the power of influence in television and, I don't know, the internet, blah, blah. It's being done to us all the time, right? The power of influence. I mean, recently a group of, a group of 12-year-olds, they've had a questionnaire come up online and said, you know, click here and see if you're HD or whatever, ADHD. I'm riddled with that. I should be able to say it. Well, don't you know? Anyway, they all took the test and they all went home and told the parents, I've got this now, label me because I'm a little bit crazy. The power of influence, because pre-doing the questionnaire, there was all kinds of wordage on the thing. I've almost said disease. It ain't a disease, is it? I don't know. I mean, I'm on kids in school, they're labeled all the time, and they're always influenced with different things, and be aware. Mental health, too, is influenced. You know what? But the power of influence, you know, in the grade 1 and 2 and 3, I mean, let's be a homosexual, let's be a transgender. Power of influence. Let's drink, let's smoke, different things. So kind of influence people with nice things. Hey, just saying. New York, this ain't nice. The mayor there, he is a raging socialist, I guess. He might be a communist. I know Trump calls him a communist. I kind of think maybe he is, but he's after white people all of the time. He just doesn't like white people. So many don't on the left. He's now got this new plan. It's called the Racial Equity Plan. He's going to establish this brand new framework. He's going to go and tax, heavily tax the white people, and then lower the taxes for people who aren't white. That's kind of being a racist, isn't it? I mean, that's punishing people or rewarding people because of their color. I mean, that's not good. You're not supposed to do that kind of stuff. I don't even think it's legal, is it? I mean, you have a lawmaker who's a lawbreaker. We'll see how this washes out, but I mean, maybe all the white folk should just leave New York, move to Florida, and let them have it. Oh, but who would you sell your house to? You'd have to leave town broke. There's so many little moving parts to this, and it's very sad. You know, racists shouldn't be... racists are bad people. I mean, they're bad. And here's a mayor of a city who says, I don't like you because of your color. Bad, bad. Now, you got 1.3 million people from Syria living in Germany. Wow. They've all moved over there. Open borders. And 513,000 of these 1.3 are on welfare. 1.3. Out of 1.3, 513,000. The balance are getting money from their asylum seekers, and they get paid. The German public is really getting hosed here. And when you look at the people, all of these people from Syria, they're young men, 25, 30 years old, strong guys, strapping men. They look like military men. You don't see a lot of women. You don't see a lot of kids. You gotta love immigration. Hey, oh, open borders. I think they're getting over it now in all these countries because they're kind of seeing what's happening. Now, boomity, boomity, boom, boom, and back to racism in Toronto, Canada. Well, first in Canada, you got the government there, the commie government. They're taking guns away from everybody except the bad guys. All the good guys, give us your guns. Now swing over to the racist part in Toronto now. I reported, I think it was last week, there was three shootings at synagogues, boom, 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 from bad guys shooting the churches, right, the synagogues. Now there's 12 and it's growing. And here's a poor fellow. He was in the kitchen in the synagogue and the gunfire was coming in. You can't defend yourself. You can't have a security guard with anything more than a flashlight to defend you. Governments, get a gun. You need to protect yourself. Get a gun. The same government in Canada, Carney, the guy who's leading it, I gotta share this with you. This is unbelievable. I mean, he spends more on airplane food and private planes. Food, okay? He spent $159,000. You got that right, $159,000. Now that's probably dollarettes, Canadian dollars versus dollars in the US. But it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. He spent that much going to Athens. He spent $94,000 on a trip going to Italy. Just, okay. And here, it works out to like $42,000 an hour or some silly thing. He spent $60,000 on food going to London and $50,000 going to Belgium. This is on food in a plane. Now, years ago, one of the times when I was rich, I had a Learjet. We had cabins full of food and booze and everything else. These figures just astound me. They astound me. Who can spend that? I mean, you can't. You can't. It's not even possible. Yet, lastly, I want to talk about banks and insurance companies. Banks and insurance companies, they give you an umbrella, you know, which is here's your insurance, here's your line of credit, or whatever. They give you an umbrella, and as soon as it starts to rain, they take it away. Just saying, have a happy day.